With midterm elections on the way, voters are seeing primary races sprinkled throughout the spring and this summer, and they'll be facing some new rules and restrictions. In 16 states, they'll need to show a photo ID to cast a ballot, but some voting rights activists say they're seeing fewer new restrictions than in the last big election. In some places, they're even seeing a hint of bipartisanship, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Make no mistake about it, the passions evoked by voting changes can be as intense as ever. As in Ohio last month, when the legislature agreed to limit the number of early voting days, Democratic Representative Alicia Reese was outraged.
We're talking about disenfranchising thousands of folks. And don't tell me it can't be done, because our history has shown it has been done.
But Republican Andrew Brenner was also vehement in his denial that the law was intended to suppress the vote. He said the change was needed to make elections more reliable.
I've got a concern that there could be voter fraud. And just because you don't see it doesn't mean it isn't happening.
And a similar debate could be heard last week in Wisconsin, where the state assembly agreed to eliminate weekend voting, popular with many minority voters, and where this announcement...
There are 56 ayes, 38 nays. The bill is concurred in...
led one spectator in the gallery to start shouting that the sponsors were racists and white supremacists.
Sergeant's office will remove that individual from the gallery. Sergeant's office.
But Myrna Perez of the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University says this year, Ohio and Wisconsin are the exceptions rather than the rule.
We've seen a lot of real momentum in 2014 thus far towards improving our elections, both at the states and nationally.
She says she's encouraged that a bipartisan presidential commission just came out with recommendations on ways to fix long lines at the polls, and that there's a bipartisan effort in Congress to revise the Voting Rights Act after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down an important section. And she says,
we've seen promising bipartisan developments in Nebraska, Massachusetts, and Kentucky on a wide variety of issues, ranging from online registration to early voting to restoring voting rights in persons with criminal convictions.
In fact, the restoration of voting rights for felons has won the backing of people as politically diverse as U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and Kentucky's Republican Senator Rand Paul. Still, there's a lot in flux. Court challenges have blocked new voter ID requirements for now in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, but the Supreme Court has opened the way for other states, like Texas and Mississippi, to go ahead with theirs. And a court ruling last week allowed Kansas and Arizona to require new voters to show proof of citizenship.
If the question is, will voters have more or less access to the polls? I think the answer is yes, depending on where they're from.
Doug Chapin is an election expert with the University of Minnesota. He thinks one reason there are fewer new restrictions this year is that states that were inclined to enact things like voter ID have already done so. He says now states and the courts are trying to work out the kinks.
The big story in this cycle with ID is the lengths to which some states are going to make sure that people without ID get ID.
We'll pick you up for free and take you to the circuit clerk's office. We offer free reviews and verifications of your birth certificate, and we'll issue a free ID.
Delbert Hoseman is the Secretary of State in Mississippi, which has new ID rules going into effect in June. He says he studied other states' voter ID laws very carefully to avoid making some of their mistakes, like making the requirements too strict, especially for elderly, poor, and minority voters without things like a birth certificate.
I feel like we've addressed all of the issues that could come up and that would be an impediment to someone getting an ID.
Of course, people like Myrna Perez say that remains to be seen. Her advocacy group and others still plan to monitor closely what actually happens at the polls. Pam Fessler, NPR News.